Harris, and this is 122 and an eighth. Today I am here with Tracy from Looking Glass Projects. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So the first question is, what in your childhood made you fall in love with pizza?
I don't remember much from my childhood, let me tell you that. And I don't remember where my first love for pizza came. I just remember always loving pizza. I mean, I grew up on stories where my parents, we were from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and we had this pizza place we always go to called Gorilla Carl's. Like, we go there all the time. And when my family moved out to California, they were so disappointed with the pizza that my grandparents would freeze dry the pizza and mail it out to California. So I have stories about pizza from my childhood. I just don't remember when my love for pizza first hit me.
So when you were a kid then, and you're 28, right?
Yeah.
So 122 and an eighth being a fairly obscure Ninja Turtles reference, you're from that generation. Mm-hmm. Did the Ninja Turtles play into it at all?
The Ninja Turtle, my brother was obsessed. So I remember there was like a gun that shot pizzas out or something he would constantly
shoot
me with. Yeah. So, I mean, I have those memories. Ninja Turtles were definitely on, so I'm sure there was some sort of connection there, you know, in my mind. But that was really my brother's thing, the Ninja Turtles. I think pizza was a part of our weekly, if not more so often, dinner plan, just forever and ever growing up. I mean, I had pizza before I came here today, and I had pizza for lunch yesterday, and I just eat a lot of pizza, so I think it's just always been that way.
Now, being from Wisconsin, I assume pizza's... Yes. Fairly pivotal, given the cheese connection.
And in Kenosha, too, there's a huge Italian, like, demographic in Kenosha. There's Italians and Germans, so there's brats and beer and there's pizza. So it was always, you asked, when you met someone in Kenosha, you always ask, you know, what high school do you go to? But then you'd always ask, where do you get your pizza from? Because that also said everything about you. North side or south side or where you lived and all these things, like what your favorite pizza place in Kenosha was, kind of defined your family.
So dig into the mythology and the lore of that. What are the sort of separate things? What are the fences, the lines that are drawn there?
I mean, some of it was neighborhood, because there was the North and South High School, and the people on the South side, you know, had more money and were into sports, and the people on the North side were like this. And so they, everybody had kind of their own Italian places. Because there were so many, though, that it was, you know, there were the niche places, too. So... my parents, we grew up on Carl's, Villa de Carlos, and so we would go down to the lake and have that, and then they installed a delivery one right by our house, and so that was, like, a big thing. But then Tenuta's, I always liked Tenuta's. I grew to love that more, Mitch, my family's demise, because I'm a sauce person. I mean, the sauce has to be good, and Tenuta's just has a great flavor sauce, even though it was, like, one of those pizza places that was in one of those mini malls, didn't even look like a real Italian restaurant. The pizza was just so good.
Was it just kind of a hole in the wall?
Yeah, it was just, you know, a lot of the restaurants in Kenosha are like Italian restaurants, you know, they're their own building and they've been there for like 30 years and, you know, they're all just restaurants. And this was kind of like, you know, it could have been a Subway, it could have been something else. Like, it was just another strip in the mall, and yet the pizza was just so good.
So it seems that the line down the middle here of the two sides, one was very fancy and uppity about their pizza. Almost as if, you know, people who use forks and knives eat pizza, which is absolutely bewildering.
Some of those people were there, yes.
Versus people who just eat pizza. Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also feel like it was another inherited thing. Like, if your parents went to, you know, you would have generations of a family who went to a specific high school. Well, you like this pizza place because that's what your family, your parents ate when they had pizza, because they were around for generations. So you kind of almost inherited your favorite pizza place through, like, where you were, who you were born into. So yeah, I don't know if Carl's would have been my favorite pizza had I just been let wild into Kenosha to try them all, but that's what my family ate, so that was my pizza place.
No, I assume chains were off the map.
You know, there were chains. I remember one time we started, so I was in band in high school, and I was responsible for helping us raise some money. So I decided, I had this idea at parent-teacher conferences, because those are held at night, the band would start selling pizza. So we went to Little Caesars, which, you know, I'm sure everybody just took it because it was pizza, and pizza's great, and they were standing in line at teacher conferences. Wasn't probably anybody's their favorite choice, but they were the $5 pizzas. So we had a stream of drivers going back and forth because we kept selling out. And that was the first year we did it. And now it's become a staple. Now all the clubs in school bid on who gets to sell pizza at the parent conference because we made so much money. But so people aren't above eating the chains, but the chains are probably not very successful in Kenosha because there's so many good Italian restaurants there.
But did they never tie in with your school? I know that where I'm from, and then Carrie Hacker from Chicago Singles Club, and she was on the last segment, we both bonded over our mutual use of Book It in order to get pizzas.
No, I will say, though, that high school introduced me to Papa John's Pizza. So I have a nostalgic place in my heart for Papa John's because I would get my 2 slices of Papa John's pizza, a Gatorade, and a thing of these cookies every day for 3 years. And then I didn't eat it for years because I had it every day for 3 years. But then, yeah, now if people order Papa John's, I have this place in my heart I go back to.
Now, why Papa John's?
That's because what the cafeteria sold. I have no idea why they picked Papa John's.
So when you moved to Chicago, where did your pizza allegiances end up falling?
Oh, see, that's even harder. Because
I mean, let's not worry about the argument of thick, thin crust versus deep dish. Just pizza.
Yeah, no. I tend these days to order whatever is closest to delivery. So my first 2 apartments, I was really close to a $5 Domino's pizza. So just money-wise, I was constantly doing that. And now there's a Papa John's a half a block from my last apartment, so I was pretty regular there. And
so Papa John's has stayed consistent in your life.
It's come back. But I think mostly because it's so close to where I live. If it had been another pizza place, that would, I think I just, maybe my love of pizza triumphs over any specific thing.
So what is the ideal pizza?
Ideal pizza? My ideal pizza? Well, it's got to have the good, thick bread and crust, because I love bread, so I really don't like the thin pizza where it's just kind of very...
A cracker?
That to me, no. No, thank you. I'll take it. Thank you. But no. I want a really fluffy... I want the crust to be a breadstick, and I want the bottom of it to just be gooey and yummy. And I love sauce. I'll order extra sauce. Sometimes I'll get tomatoes on top of that, because I remember when I was little in school, I would take the cheese off the pizza and just eat the bread and the sauce. So can't have a lot of greasy cheese and just a whole bunch of that. To me, that just ruins it. Otherwise, I'm pretty open. I like bacon on everything, so I put bacon on pizza for sure. I've recently become obsessed with onions, so now I do that. I'm also obsessed with blue cheese, so I'll often get my crust in the blue cheese dressing. But yeah, I'll take anything. I like banana peppers. I like I said, tomatoes. I like pineapple. My family always just gets thin crust with a whole bunch of meat, so I feel like I've had enough of that in my life. So now I get thick crust with a lot of sauce and very little meat. But
now, how would you put the banana peppers together with the blue cheese? Because distinct flavors, so one would cancel out the other in theory.
Yeah, well, in theory, right? But, so you eat the pizza, starting with the tip, going to the crust, and all you've got is a breadstick. Mm-hmm. So then I just dip the breadstick in the blue cheese dressing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I've taken my time over the years to figure out the right way to do this.
So, coming up with Papa John's and Italian restaurants in general, I'm assuming you carved with cars. So, in addition to pizza, you also had breadsticks.
Well, yeah. I usually do order breadsticks. I just have a problem with bread and carbs in general. It's not a real problem. I love this problem. I embrace the problem. But yeah, I tend to order the bready crust with the breadsticks on the side.
So say the gluten-free, lean sausage-based pizza at Wilmore.
I don't even know what that is.
So you would not do some sort of a gluten-free or low-carb pizza? It has to have the bread?
No, I will do any kind of pizza. In fact, this is a little off-topic, but still pizza. I was on an anti-diet for a while. Yeah, that look.
Okay, so what's an anti-diet?
Well, I accidentally lost some weight. And I'm not a person that needs to really lose weight. So I went on an anti-diet. And the very first rule of that diet was I can never turn down pizza. And it wasn't until I made that rule till I realized how often people offer, hey, would you like some pizza? Because even no matter how much I had just eaten, I had to say yes. So for a few months of my life, I had like doubled my pizza intake. But it was a great rule to go with the diet.
But did you gain?
You know, as much as I ate, I can't say that I gained as much as I lost, but I think it helped.
So have you ever made a pizza then?
Well, I never...
From scratch. Not like going and buying Pillsbury dough or going to Whole Foods and getting one of their pre-made crusts, but like from scratch where all you had was flour, water, and like yeast.
I have never gone that far. Up until a few years ago, I did like a... One of those, what's that pizza place where you kind of order it fresh and then you bake it at home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not making it, but it was a step closer to making it for me. But a few years ago, maybe like 2 years ago, my family back in Kenosha decided to start making pizza. Of course, after I'm out of the house for like 8 years, I decided to get into this habit. So I did get to join them for some pizza making parties, but we got the dough. It was already made. So we still had to like roll it out, we had to butter it up and put all the toppings on and do that, but we didn't like make the pizza dough, we bought the dough already made. So that's as far as I've ever gone. I'm not opposed to it though, I'll totally make some pizza. I feel I've eaten enough where I'd probably be pretty good.
Now, being in what could loosely be described as the rock scene, it feels so silly calling it the rock scene. But with what you do with Looking Glass, how much pizza plays into that?
Oh, man.
Like the Vamos guys, for example. Like, if you, like, cut them in half, they'd probably bleed pizza.
Yeah, no, there's pizza everywhere in the music scene. If a band's making a music video, they pay in pizza. If the band is doing something, they pay in pizza. Even Looking Glass, I have 3 interns, and we meet once a week, and what do I give them? Pizza. I order pizza for every one of our meetings.
Now, do you toe the line with their preferences, or is it just like pepperoni across the board?
Well, no, I go around because there's 3 of them, so everybody gets to add a topping, and you can veto it if you really don't want it, but so every week it's a little bit different.
Where do you order, though?
Papa John's, because I get so many coupons, and now I have a point system thing because it's so close.
But does it bum any of them out that
they're getting
place
free pizza?
Like Demos, though?
Well, I'm not opposed to it, but again, I go back to the fact that all the pizzas I order for them, I get points, that means I get free pizza.
Do your interns ever feel ripped off that not only are they working for free, but you're not even giving them the good shit? You're just like giving them the chain stuff?
No, I think we're all just happy to have the pizza. I mean, it's free pizza for them, you know? That's cool.
But it's free pizza in trade for free work. Shouldn't you up your standards a little bit?
Hey. We're all happy with the Papa John's. Let's not start a
Seattle just raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour. You can't like throw a couple more bucks and get a higher quality pizza, go to Dante's or something?
I don't know. Maybe one day. Maybe at our like 6-month team anniversary, we'll start upping the pizza.
Like go to Pequod's or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so in closing, I'm going to exclude chain restaurants here since those are obviously what you seem to favor. Where's the best place to get a slice in Chicago?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think that's a mission that I've had on my agenda that I have yet to find the answer. So I'm going to listen to this podcast and see what everybody else says and maybe try that out.
But do you have favorites?
No, I don't think I do. This is a sad opinion to have. But I'm also excited by it because that means I just haven't found the best pizza yet and I have to keep trying. Although, have you ever had Ian's Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that was up in Madison where I went to school first.
Yeah, but then Ian's...
It's like, totally different.
It closed down here, though.
Did it? See, it's so far.
Yeah, it was out in Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
And they had the chance to franchise out, and then they forewent doing that and became Demos.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I learned something. Yeah. I don't know.
No, so if you like Ian's, you'd like Demos. They have all the crazy slices.
It's all the same thing?
Yeah, macaroni slices and Thai slices and all sorts of weird stuff.
What's your favorite pizza?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
I mean, I would be partial to Demos just because I like all the really weird toppings. But I actually like Pie Hole.
All right, Pie Hole's on my list.
And Lakeview. It's like really greasy Jersey-style pizza.
Yeah.
It's really good. And then there's a place in Lakeview that I forget, but they had the really good, like, you know, cracker thin pizza that you don't like. Like the kind that they like, you know, the kind that they like served the Queen of Italy like in the 1800s when they first came up with pizza.
Sure, sure.
So.
Well, there's something to that too. You know, I'll take it all. I'm not going to say no to pizza, but.
So, closing thoughts on pizza?
It's great.